It is Playhouse in the Morning, Y94, the number one hit music station. So let's say you are a secret admirer. Isn't it better to be a not-so-secret admirer? That's why we do confess your crush. It gives you an opportunity to just kind of come out and say, hey, I like you. I think that we could be a thing. And such is the case today with Playhouse family member Jen. Tell us about who you're crushing on, Jen.
Hi. So I kind of have a crush on this guy, Kyle. I've actually known him for years. We're in the same circle of friends. And as our friends continue to get married and have babies, you know, the circle of single friends just keeps shrinking. He and I have never talked about dating before, but I personally have always wished that we had. I think if I just casually brought it up, I don't think he would think I was serious, but maybe doing it on the radio might make it clear that I actually am and that I'm interested. You know, we're getting older now.
Do you think, Jen, that he might feel the same way about you and has always kind of wondered that as well?
I honestly don't know, but if he thinks it's super weird, which I hope he doesn't, I hope that, like, we're at least still able to be friends.
So, basically, this isn't a situation where you feel like there's been any flirting. This is completely just kind of out of the blue as far as he's concerned.
Yeah, I guess so. I mean, we flirt here and there, but nothing serious.
So, do you think there's any chance he sees this coming whatsoever?
Maybe, yeah. I think possibly.
All right, there we go. Well, you will confess your crush to Kyle right after Ed Sheeran Afterglow on the Y94 Playhouse. Stop the clocks, it's amazing. To the afterglow. There we go, Playhouse in the Morning, Y94 in the middle of Confess Your Crush, which, by the way, we do have a form online at y94.com if you want to tell us about a crush you'd like to admit here on the show and be a not-so-secret admirer. So we were just talking with Jen, and she basically described we've got a long-term friend. Not sure if he would see this coming, but she always thought maybe they could be more. And as their circle of friends kind of gets settled down, gets married, has babies, you know, they're kind of some of the last ones standing as far as single people goes. And she's like, hey, you know what? Why not? Why don't we just see what goes? So we're going to go ahead and get Kyle in here and kind of guide her through confessing her crush to him. Kyle, do you hear us okay? Obviously no. Playhouse, hi. Kyle, gosh darn it, do you hear me?
Yeah, I'm here.
Hi, Kyle. So I thank you for taking some time with us here. I don't think Amy and Jamie really explained what we were doing here today, so I'm going to kind of lay the groundwork, and then we'll leave it to the person that wanted you on the show today. But we do a segment here, and we've done it for some years, and it usually is around Valentine's Day. It's called Confess Your Crush. And we have somebody that's reached out to us, and they have a crush on you, and they're kind of interested in seeing if you would like to pursue a romantic thing with them. Now, do you have any idea who your secret admirer could be, or are you kind of, you have no idea who it could be?
No clue, guys. I didn't even know anybody liked me like that, so.
It's one of your friends. Does that help you?
No, no, I mean, I got a few friends.
All right, so Crusher, do you want to kind of say hey and explain why we're all here today?
Yeah, hey Kyle, it's Jen. I hope you don't think this is too weird, but I've always kind of had a crush on you, and as we get older and all of our circle of friends starts getting married and having babies, I thought maybe you'd be open-minded to possibly going out on a date with me.
Hey, what's up, Jen? What are you, like, just like a joke or like?
No, I'm serious.
Oh.
Have you ever thought about her that way? I know it sounds like you guys been friends for a while. Is this something you've ever thought? Maybe?
We've been friends for a while, but I mean, don't get me wrong. I'm flattered. We've been friends so long, it's kind of like if somebody asked me to date my sister kind of deal.
Yeah, I mean, we're so close, we're really close and know each other so well, so I kind of thought that's exactly why this could be a good match.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know, Jen. I mean, we're really good friends. We always hang out. Like, we've known each other for a long time. I just don't want to, I don't want to mess that up, you know? And it's just weird. It's not weird to you. Like, it's kind of weird. Like a brother-sister kind of thing. I don't know. I feel like it would mess up our friendship or something. If, like, something went wrong or, you know?
Yeah, I mean, I get it.
Like, you don't think you guys have known each other so long, that could help you guys out.
I know people who have done it, like, been friends for a long time, like Jen and I have, and then they just, like, the relationship sucks, and they never speak to each other again, and I value her too much to do that. Like, I'd rather have her as a friend than risk losing that, and it just seems weird. Like, we would always talk to each other about, like, who we were dating and stuff, too.
So, well, let me just kind of explain to you how this usually plays out. I think I know where this is headed, but let me make sure I make the offer to you. So when we do these, if the person who is being admired and the secret admirer would like to go on a date following this conversation, we pay for that. We send you on that. And if you would be interested in maybe just kind of putting the friendship on pause for a second and seeing if you can see her in that light, we would send you out. We make sure you had a good time. Would that be something you'd be interested in doing? It's not a lot of pressure. Just, you know, see each other as more, maybe. Kyle? Would that be something you'd want to do, man?
Yeah, like I said, it'd be like going out with my sister. I mean, I think Jen is amazing. I think she would be a great, like, girlfriend to anybody, but I just don't want to mess our friendship up. Like, and I feel like if we went out and did have a good time, you know, feeling how I feel, like, I don't want to send her, you know, mixed messages, because, you know, I do value her and having her as a friend, and I know I don't feel that way about her, and I don't want her to, like, get her, I don't want you to get your hopes up that we're gonna, you know, the date went well, so we're gonna go out, you know.
Okay. Jen, how you feeling? It's not easy to put yourself out there, and I'm sorry it didn't work out, but how you doing?
No, it's okay. I mean, obviously, I knew this was a possibility. I'm disappointed, but I appreciate his honesty, as he's always given me. I obviously won't let it be weird between us. I value you as well too much as a friend to not have you in my life at all. So it's no big deal. It happens. I think we'll be okay.
Yeah, no, I think it'll be, you know, it'll be fine. Something to look back and laugh. Well, I mean, who knows? We'll be fine.
All right. Well, we'll let you guys go. We appreciate the time from both of you today. Okay. Okay. I gotta tell you, I like the one last week a little better than this one.
I was very optimistic, not anymore.
I thought maybe they had a friendship. They've known each other for years. It could work out. Yeah. Ooh, that love.
You know what, though? Do you ever know somebody so long where they almost seem like your sibling? Yeah. And you can't really... It's just not even possible for you to... I understand where he's coming from. I do.
That is hard. But now I feel like they say it's not going to be awkward.
Yeah. But it's going to be a little bit at first. There's just no way for it not to be. Oh, God. Comforted numbers in a couple of minutes on the show. Snowcross tickets again today as well.
You're listening to The Playhouse in the Morning.
Wake me up.
Waking up laughing is always a good way to wake up in the morning.
It wakes me up.
Get up. Y94.